Is this an edit?
This will have to be an edit.
Funny flap, funny flap, funny flap, funny flap, funny flap. Funny flap, funny flap, funny flap, funny flap, funny flap. Funny flap, funny flap, funny flap, funny flap, funny flap. Flaps on the funny.
I'm embarrassed, it's making me laugh. Here we go.
Dirty Kong Podcast.
I do that to you, Mom.
Yeah.
Hello! Hey!
You alright, guys? How are we doing?
Here we are. Back for another round of shit and nonsense.
Yeah, doing another better podcast than you and Von Dog.
Fucking hell.
That crack of shit that I listened to 5 minutes to.
You'll hear about this.
Try to scoot my ear out.
Hello there, everybody.
Right, what's
holy fuck!
Holy shit!
How the fuck are you, Joe? We've been away for.
I'm fine. I'm fine. I would destroy all misses.
Oh, she's a very attractive young lady.
Young. This is an attractive lady. I won't go as far as young.
Well,
you know,
she's older than me, but
you hear the creaks.
Fine.
But you know, she's a goer.
Hmm.
Hmm.
So
what she lacks in youth, she puts up in you know, in enthusiasm.
Fucking hell. What have I done?
Sorry.
God, we've been away for a few weeks and that's the fucking return I get, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey mate, the best form of defence is attack.
Right. Episode 55 of the Dirty Kong Podcast. It's been a while. Technically this would be episode 56, but
the original 55 was a bag of monkey piss.
Now most shows are a bag of monkey piss, but this show was extremely bad.
Yeah, this was like monkey piss and space AIDS.
It's like diarrhea and an AIDS-ridden puppy's arsehole.
Yeah.
We tried to do a sort of commentary on computer gaming, because, you know, we all dabble.
Yeah, we're gamers, aren't we?
We are gamers, most people are these days. We tried to do a bit of a commentary episode, and it was a load of absolute gobshite.
Yeah, it started poorly and
it's
got worse.
It's unlistenable. I mean, our show, the Dirty Kong Podcast, is a piss poor excuse for a podcast.
Yeah,
but it's listenable. I'd like to think it's at least listenable.
Yeah, it doesn't make you want to try and eat your own head.
No, it wouldn't. This show wouldn't inspire you to do a podcast.
No,
yourself.
No,
but it's
it
listenable.
Wouldn't deter you either.
Yeah,
It would maybe spur you on to try and make a better one, but I don't know. It's not that poor, is it?
No, I enjoy it, Jay. But so.
But the original episode 55.
I could rescue maybe 15 minutes of it, and it could be maybe listenable. Maybe sometime in the future, if the listeners are good, they may receive.
Yeah,
but as of now, no.
I think we should maybe do a remake. I think we need to return to it. It's, you know, it's an idea with that. It's, you know,
it's got legs, but
it's got legs. But when you actually did it, those legs turned out to be just horrible gangrene infested stumps.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it sounds like my penis.
that's true. I have seen your penis, and it does look like a stump.
Thanks, mate.
That's all right.
I always like to think of it as an egg.
Yeah.
If you put an egg in, you know, you ever remember Easter and you got those little cakes and it was like a Rice Krispie treat, chocolate.
Yeah.
But it was, no, shredded wheat. You know, like chocolate shredded wheat cake. And then you put a little chocolate egg in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
That's like my pubics, and then the egg is the penis.
Yeah.
So.
That's quite an accurate description.
Well, you've seen my junk, so
you can
attest to that. So, yeah.
Enough about your junk.
Yeah.
Let's get on with this podcast.
Hey, the Olympics are over, my friend.
Hey, yeah, the Olympics are over. Did you watch the closing ceremony?
Sort of.
You, sort of? How can you sort of? Did you see it or did you not?
Well, the thing is, I like to practice in sort of artistic sexual sculpturing. And at that point in moment, as the Olympic ceremony was closing, I was getting cast by my girlfriend. She was casting me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Did you do any cast of her?
Oh, we casted all night
Please long. Tell me. Please tell me you took a cast of a fanny. I would... Please just tell me that.
No.
Oh, there's a stutter. That means yes. Fucking score. Fucking score, mate. Oh, I'll never be able to look your missus in the face again. There's a cast of your fanny somewhere and I'm going to find it.
You don't anyway, though. You don't look her in the eye ever.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Why? Has she got a face?
I think so. Why does it keep going back? Yeah, I saw most of it, yeah. What did you think?
What,
did
most of a fan? Yeah, yes. We have done by now. No, the closing ceremony, it was brilliant. It was really, it was very British. It celebrated a lot of, English traditions and ways of life.
Well, I've had some time off from work recently and I've just been watching. I didn't think I would do it, but I've ended up watching the Olympics like every single day and really getting into it, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I was super excited.
Bit of national pride. Cheer.
Yeah, definitely.
Screaming at the telly.
Yeah,
we did
well. Even I watch a lot of events anyway. I like all, all the 100 metres and stuff like that. All the ones that people like really go to watch. They're the ones that I find the most boring. I like the weird stuff, like the like that white water rafting type one.
Yeah,
that was brilliant. We got gold and silver in that.
Nice.
And it was just fucking super exciting, man.
What the fuck?
100 meters. What do you do? What happens is you hear a pow, and then people go run for just under 10 seconds, and then it's over.
Yeah.
Oh, all that build up for what fucking years to watch?
Yeah, about 4 years. Yeah.
To watch about 8 men just go run. That's it. That's done. Yeah. Well done. You ran in a straight line quite quickly, and you've got a fucking gold. Well. Fucking array, mate. There's a guy that's been in a canoe. What looks like...
Battling nature.
Yeah. Battling this fucking storm, almost. And, he's like having to really paddle. Like for about two and a half minutes it takes him to complete this course. And you can't just go with the current. You have to go like against it.
No, you battle it, definitely.
Oh, man. And that was just incredibly awesome. Then there was the guy that did the... like the clay pigeon shooting, the shooting.
I didn't see any shooting.
Yeah,
I heard about it.
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
But, if Usain Bolt had done it, I mean, I respect the guy.
Usain Bolt?
Usain Bolt. But if he had done it, if he had done it, hey, he went there first.
I did.
If he had done it, he would have shot, 5 and then expected a gold.
Yeah.
Our guy had to do it 200 times. And I think he got about 186 of them. That's how good he had to be. Fucking over and over and over again. Fucking just performing brilliantly. 200 times he had to do that and he won. Now that, to me, that is skill.
Mm.
Jessica Ennis, who does the, is it the heptathlon?
Yeah. Something like
that. Where she has to be brilliant at like all these different events.
Yeah.
And I just hate the way that the 100 meters gets all this recognition. Because it's just, you run in a straight line against some other guys who are also running in a straight line. That's it. That's it. That's all you do. You just run.
It's a good description. Don't catch me doing it though.
I don't know. I just think there's a lot more. For me, the 100-meter sprint, that should be one of the lesser.
Well, they're saying that. Who events. Was our the female runner, our champion? Oh, what was her name? Fuck. She was hot.
Oh,
she's so cute.
Not something Lewis, is it?
Oh, God damn it. Doesn't matter. She's hot.
I'm sorry. I mentioned Jennifer Aniston, and now I can't think of any other person in the world ever. I'm struggling for your second name, mate.
Yes. Don't say it.
Is it Anderson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Shit. Yeah, but she was fit for a runner.
Was?
Oh, she still is.
Oh, you mean
the champion?
Yeah,
the woman that I can't think of the name, which is brilliant. Shows you how much I fucking pay attention.
I can't fucking remember. Anyway, doesn't matter. Fuck it off.
Fuck it. The best fucking Olympic sport ever. Fucking volleyball. Women's volleyball.
I came round. We had a bit of a night, didn't we, of watching volleyball.
I said, I'm not gay, and I'm very prudish about my sexual life and being naked around other men, but I was ready to have a wank.
I'm pretty sure you was, mate. You had the mountainous bulge in your pants.
Jesus
And I was
Christ.
Thinking you was about to get your cock out.
They were in the skimpiest little fucking outfits. diving around, slapping each other's asses when they scored a goal.
And when they won, when they was climbing jumping all about, over each other.
Yeah, wrestling on the, in the sand. All the fucking referees and linesmen and all them, they're all men as well.
Yeah.
All the trainers are men.
All the photographers, all the cameramen.
They're all men.
Pretty much the whole, all the audience, all the people, all the spectators.
Yeah. Whoever greenlit that to be, an Olympic event was a bloke.
OBE.
Yeah.
OBE, MBE, fucking RS, RESPECT, just everything.
Yeah.
He can have anything he wants.
Well done.
Because, I spelled a word. barely. But yeah, you're right. Whoever stamped that approval.
Yeah.
Fucking legend. I think we should find that out.
All right.
I'm going to try and do a bit of a search there.
The thing is, I couldn't tell. We watched like the winning match and I couldn't tell you the fuck one. They had blonde hair and they had incredible bottoms.
Was it America and
some other Brazil team?
Or was it two American teams?
It was the two American teams.
It wasn't it? Yeah.
Because
that was a bit controversial, wasn't it?
It's a bit dodgy, isn't it? Because America win either way.
Yeah.
How does that fucking work? What's the fucking point?
Well, the thing is, I think what it is that I don't think I'm pretty sure that you can't have like first, second, and third to be all one country. You can't lock out the whole podium. So if you have, I mean, to be fair, there was probably, I don't know, maybe 16 or 32 teams of volleyball.
Mm.
You know, probably 16. And two of them are American. There was probably two Brazilian, two Chinese, two fucking Uzbekistans, whatever. And it just so happens that the Americans got through. So I can't really judge them for it, to be quite honest.
Okay.
But maybe, I don't know. Maybe they should have put it so you can't guarantee a gold medal for America in the final, but I don't know. I can't really blame them for that at all.
I mean, because at the end of the day, no matter who lost that, America was coming away with a fucking gold.
Yeah. Well, they're good. I think they deserve it.
Hey, I enjoyed watching, so.
Yeah, I'm surprised you're saying anything negative about that wank fest of a sport. Right.
I couldn't give a shit about the sport. I'm not a sporty person.
Volleyball, what is it when you put something into something?
Sex? Intercourse?
Volleyball introduction to, I don't know, introduced. Yeah, introduced.
Jessica Ennis, that's who I was thinking of, that runner, the girl runner.
I said Jessica Ennis about a billion times.
Oh, did you?
You're thinking of that black chick that was doing the commentary.
Yeah.
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 Because she was the heptathlon champion before Jessica Ennis.
Right.
Because there's the black woman who everyone knows of, she was the runner, the sprinter.
Yeah.
I think it was 400 metres. Something like 800 metres. She won that, but you're thinking of the heptathlon chick, who is quite fit.
Yeah.
And means a lot coming from me, because, she's the wrong colour, but, very, very doable.
Right.
So.
Lovely. I'll flag this up right now while Jay's clicking around. We're in my living room on the couch. We're having a couch sesh.
Yes.
Just off the laptop, so
it's
too hot to be in the studio,
Yeah.
We're sort of in summer still and
we have to take off all our clothes and we have a bit of a cock fight.
Yeah.
Mine's bent. I've lost the ball, which means I've only got two left now. That's fucking...
That sucks, my friend.
Mm, it does.
Where's Dave? We haven't slagged Dave off.
I like the way we didn't even acknowledge him. Yeah, we haven't acknowledged the fact that he isn't here.
He was on the, the shadowed episode 55. He was on that debacle, but he's not managed to come on the real show.
No.
See, I just, every time I go around and, he says, let's do a show, and I take my laptop around and then I record it and then I just say, okay, this will be on, I'll post this when I get in, and then obviously I never post anything with Dave in, and then when me and Jay get together, that's the show.
Yeah.
So he thinks the last show went up, you see. So he doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
But I'm never going to put his fucking god-awful face and mouth in on the show.
Do you know what? I think we should do? I think we should make a podcast about that shitty podcast, and I think we should do a running commentary on the shitty commentary of the,
Yeah, that could work.
Well, I don't know.
Well,
anything's got to be better than that.
I think we should just base a podcast around Dave and how much we hate him and want to bang his very young girlfriend. Yes. Almost a paedophile. So.
Almost a paedophile, but not quite, so he gets over that.
Yeah.
Right, I do have... this is the first time I've reading it, by the way, so
it, could
it might
wrong.
Be a bit wordy, but yep. I'm going to try and get through it as quick as I can.
Okay.
We're trying to, like I was saying, what we were saying, I'm trying to find the person who introduced volleyball into the Olympics.
Right.
And I'm on Wikipedia, that fountain of knowledge.
Lovely. It's got to be true.
Origins. The history of Olympic volleyball can be traced back to 1964... Summer Olympics in Tokyo, where volleyball was played as part of an American sports demonstration event.
Wow.
Consideration of its addition to the Olympic program, however, was given only after World War II, with the foundation of the FIVB and some of the other continental confederations. In 1957, a special tournament was held at the 53rd IOC session in Sofia, Bulgaria, to support such requests. The competition was a success, and the sport was officially introduced in 1964. The Olympic Committee initially dropped volleyball in 1968 Olympics, meeting protests. Who the fuck would protest volleyball?
Women's writers.
You fucking homos.
You know, watching women in skimpy underwear being oiled and dancing around on the sand and slapping each other's asses. Yeah. You can't have that because it sexualises the woman's fault.
Oh, well, fucking boo-hoo. Worst things have happened. Get over yourself. Just have a good rub. I find that women are much more manageable when they've had a good rub.
I agree with you, sir.
When they fucking cheered the fuck up.
Yeah.
And cleared the bats out of the fucking fanny. The Volleyball Olympic Tournament was originally a simple competition whose format paralleled one still employed in the World Cup. All teams played against each other teams, and then were ranked by wins, set average, and point average, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's getting a bit weird.
So, but we don't know who actually... I think it was an Olympic committee. It was a committee of people.
Men.
I think the best we can do from that is we can salute the Olympic Committee of 1964.
Well done, sir.
So,
We're actually doing it. Yeah,
we are saluting.
There we go.
The 1964 Olympic Committee for radical thinking and introduction of volleyball and into the Olympics.
And their libidos.
I wonder how many masturbations are accredited to those fine people.
Yeah.
I'm thinking hundreds of thousands, maybe millions.
I'm thinking millions of billions.
Trillions. Trillions. You ever watched Happy Feet 2? I watched that last night.
Wow.
It was two krill. And they said, how many do you think there are of us? And he says, oh, I don't know. Krillions. how I lolled, John.
Laughing out loud.
There's not just millions, there's krillions.
Well, let's get away from the Olympics now.
Yeah,
so that's the Olympics over and done with. We held it and we did it well, I think.
Yeah, became third. Was it 29 golds?
20-something, yeah. We were third, weren't we? America was first, and is it China?
Yeah, America, China, then UK. What I love is that we beat the Russians. I mean, I think there's fucking, I don't know, maybe five times more Russians than there is British.
Yeah, but we're just better.
And the thing is, and the Russians take the Olympics so fucking seriously, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, because a lot of people say about the Olympics that it's like, international currency, you know, it's a way of making your country seem better than other countries, and you know, making yourself seem a more provocative country. You know, we don't just do it for the sport; we do it to promote ourselves.
Yeah, international relations.
Well, yeah, definitely.
I'd love to relate to some of those internationals.
Yeah, tell you what, there was this Ukrainian hurdler, and fucking hell, John, I would have.
Between your balls around.
Oh, mate, seriously. I just wanted to crawl inside of Fanny and just rub my dick on her insides.
Yeah.
Or such. You know, normal sexual practice would have been fine. But, you know, if I had my own way, I'd have fucking taken a spade in there with me. I just battered her insides.
Mining for gold.
Just spermed everywhere, like fucking plastered it.
All right.
Sorry. I've got
bring it down.
There. Okay, right.
Lovely.
Enough about that.
Yeah.
So, we yeah. Closing stages. Eric Idle. Fucking. He played a blinder.
Always look on the bright side of life.
He had,
there we go.
He had rollerblading nuns and a bunch of soldiers doing the can-can.
Oh, yeah. I like the rollerblading
nuns. Very Monty Python.
Yeah, I missed that bit.
Yeah, well, it will be on YouTube. It was very, very good. And, yeah, all very, very...
Then the Spice Girls came on. Yeah, if you want to be my lover.
Gotta get with my friends.
We're singing a lot on this show. Why the fuck was the Spice Girls on there? They're not even around anymore. They're not even together now. Why the fuck are they on the Olympic closing committee?
I mean, they're world renowned as Britpop, aren't they? You know, they're probably, well, they are the most successful girl.
In the 90s, though, surely. Aren't they?
You see, you know, a lot of these countries like Iran and Iraq.
They
are in the past.
10,
you know,
15 years behind.
They're probably only discovering Mac around now, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I have the iPod 1. It has 500 kilobytes of memory. It holds three songs. I can't put it on my boombox. Mate, why don't you just... You know, use it wirelessly. Wireless! Everything work on wire, my friend. From future, maybe.
This is creepy.
Yeah.
Do you think they just wear high techs and...
yeah, fucking shell suits.
Shell suits. That's what I'm seeing right now.
Unless it's Peter Kay, because his is the only fucking material old enough.
Yes. He's back on tour now.
He's not a comedian. He's just got a good memory.
Yeah. When I was a lad... It's like your granddad telling the story of, you know.
Yeah.
On this fucking Christmas party. It's like, yes, granddad, yeah.
You just haze over, don't you? And start listening to music in your own head. That's what I do with Peter Kay now. He's going to make a brilliant Alzheimer patient. Because no one's going to notice any change in him. Because he's just going to use his old material again. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting a bit fucking judgmental. What stories have we got this week, John?
Fucking hell. We've got a plethora of stories for you listeners.
Holy
shit.
Tell
you what. Fucking hell. Double bill, Jay.
Oh. Jesus watch.
Yeah!
But, if you think that's good enough, prepare to shit your pants, John.
Well.
Because I've got a nuclear bomb for you.
Fucking hell.
But.
It's a new segment. On the show.
It is.
A brand new, a whole new segment, unlike any other segment we've ever had before.
Yeah, it's completely original, in its origins. But I'm not going to tell you what it is.
No, oh yeah, we've got to build
until,
up.
Until, yeah, it's going to, I'm going to fucking smash it right in between Jesus watch.
Quite right. Sorry,
this
I've had a few
is, this is going to blow your brain out of your arse, John.
I cannot wait to have my
because
brain.
Because that would surely be pleasurable.
I'm imagining it so. I'll just kick us off with a little basic story. A brave dog has learned to walk on just two legs after having to have the other two amputated following a fall.
Aww.
Now, it's a pit bull.
Yeah.
A pit bull puppy called London.
London?
That's the name of the dog.
Oh, that's original.
The pit bull London shattered both of its front legs when he fell three floors from a window and crashed onto hard tarmac below.
Oh.
Apparently he was left on this burning hot tarmac for like a few days in writhing agony and pain by the lovable owners and the dog lovers that, you know, owned him. Was found obviously by the RSPCA and had to have his legs amputated because he shattered his legs completely, which is quite horrible.
Mm.
And then, because I'm a dog lover, Jay.
You are?
I like dogs. I don't like people who abuse animals.
No.
Cunts, and they should be died.
They should,
or killed,
they
even.
They should be died, yeah.
Or they could even be killed.
Yeah.
That too. Fucking assholes. Anyway.
Killed to death.
Yeah. Died to...
Death by killing.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
So, it, you know, shattered front legs, had to have his legs amputated. The vets, the animal doctors. Like fucking animal hospital with Rolf Harris. It's a fucking veterinarian.
Yeah, that's not a hospital, you fucking Aussie cunt. Go home, you bastard.
There's been a whole range of accents from Jay.
Yeah.
And a bit of
singing. None of them accurate.
No. And they were building him like a special fucking dog fucking wheelchair, so he could have maybe taken part in the Paralympics that's coming up now.
Yeah.
Paralympics, Jay.
Paralympics. I don't know what to say to that.
Lols.
It's good for a laugh, isn't it?
Well, you see all the gods' mistakes fucking in one arena.
Wheeling around in a circle. Go straight, mate. I can't. My wheel's gone. My leg wheel.
But before they could fit this dog with a wheelchair, special design wheelchair, the dog learned to walk upright like a human on both of its back legs.
Aww.
On its lonesome.
Fucking hell, that is so clever.
So this dog is like a sausage with a couple of little legs at the back, and it walks like a human being with no front legs.
It's quite fantastic, though. At the end, I mean, I know this is quite a jokey podcast, but that's pretty special, that, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, in the face of adversity, we haven't got any videos, but we have got a picture, and
yeah, well, that'll go on the Facebook, definitely, so yeah. You can check that out there. It's weird. It's really weird, because it walks like a human, but with just its back legs. And it's, because obviously it's a male, it's got its cock, it protrudes the cock more forward, so he's got that going for him as well. It's easier access as well, isn't it?
It's most certainly pronounced, John.
Yes, indeed.
Here I am.
I can't stop staring at it. Yeah, that was it, really. Just a little kickoff. And just because it was named London and, you know, Paralympics, I thought I'd just wedge that in there. So
yeah, definitely.
I've made that work.
It's classic Britain, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
Just face adversity with the, you know, with a clenched fist and a, you know, a sticking out penis.
London should be up for adoption very soon. His recovery period is nearly over, ladies and gents, so he's fully recovered.
Right.
Yeah, and he was named London after the honour of the Olympic Games for his bravery and perseverance.
Definitely.
So there we go.
What a very fitting name to an incredible dog. You know what, if there's more people like that dog in this country,
yes,
it'd be a better place. Don't give up. You know, just fucking carry on. Yeah. Walk on your hind legs and be proud.
Sticking your huge dog cock out.
Yeah.
Like a massive red lipstick. Fantastic.
Fetch tennis balls like you know you can. Right. I have a story about a bald man. And he took pills because he thought they were anti-baldness pills. William McKee says the Propecia pills he took to halt his baldness turned him into a woman.
They turned him into a woman.
They turned him into a woman.
The pills turned a man, inverted his genitalia.
Well, you'll have to find out. As he says of the treatment bought over the internet from India.
From India. That's worded brilliant.
So poorly. My rock-hard, self-proclaimed rock-hard chest from the gym began to soften, reaching the point where I had noticeable breasts under my clothing.
Maybe stop taking the pills at that point.
Well, yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you? My shoulders were literally falling into a more feminine position.
No.
My hips were loosening and becoming wider.
Bollocks.
As on a woman's body.
Bollocks.
Yeah. You can't
grow bones, change shape, fucking pills.
Twat. I mean, yeah, muscle can change or develop, you know, or maybe you can get fatty deposits. Maybe.
Yeah,
hormones can maybe change your hair a little bit. But they can't change your bone structure. They don't drop. Your shoulders don't drop.
Yeah.
That's like, why does your head not fucking get bigger? Or why did your feet not get smaller?
What can I
not? Because it's full of fucking bones, you twat! You fucking stupid twat!
It's okay, Jay.
I hope you have got fucking breasts on your fucking head. Those pills are fabulous.
The thing is, could you get the pills, similar pills from the same fucking place and turn you into a dog?
Yeah, why not?
What? It turned into a woman, it turned you into a dog.
Apparently these magic pills can just do what the fuck they like to you.
Grow a fucking beanstalk afterwards.
Yeah. Fucking hell, you come out with some pills, you do.
Is there any
I'll carry on with what it says. Those pills are fabulous. They won't only make you look more desirable, but you might end up wanting yourself. Oh,
what?
They've just added their own. This website has added their own little funny shit.
Brilliant.
So,
lols.
I mean, there is a picture of a before and after, and there he is there.
Yeah, he had a fucking nurse.
There he is now. But to be fair, his shoulders are still pretty fucking, you know, manly.
You can tell he was a bloke.
You can tell it, yeah.
Basically, I think he looks better as a woman, though, because I can't believe he had a fucking bodybuilder's chest or whatever the fuck he's
saying. Yeah, I like the way it says my rock hard chest.
He probably had man tits to begin with.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, well, there you go.
Anyway, it's turned into a woman.
We've lost another one, Jay. To the other side.
Yeah.
Fucks.
Go on.
When we saw photos, we thought, oh no, Macaulay is either dying of some disease or healthily into drugs.
Healthily? Don't you mean heavily?
Heavily, sorry.
Healthily into drugs.
I've had a few beers.
Yeah.
But Macaulay Culkin's still alive, apparently, doing stuff.
I heard he was doing theatre and coke.
I didn't know he was doing either of those things.
I thought he was doing.
Home Alone star's dad and stepmom reveal fears of his health, and he does look like a crack addict.
He does.
He looks fucking disgusting. He looks scary.
He looks a bit like a paedophile with sunglasses on.
Yeah, it looks like a bit like a twat.
I wonder how much money he's got.
The estimated dad of Macaulay, the estranged dad of Macaulay Culkin, has last night spoke of his despair over his son's alleged heroin addiction and pleaded with him to get help. Who gives a shit about Macaulay Culkin these days? What was the last good film he was in? What was it? Fucking Uncle Buck? No, it would be Home Alone 2, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
When the fuck was that out? Like, early 90s?
20 years ago.
Yeah. Distraught Kit. That's the dad's name? Kit? 67, told the son, I hope that he has the right people looking after him. What, like his parents?
Yeah.
Like you?
Where the fuck were you when he started?
Also, isn't he a bit old to have people looking after him?
Well, yeah. Maybe a little bit. Maybe the fact that he's a fully grown adult.
Adult, yeah. He's not that little kid and running around beating the shit out of fucking burglars anymore.
Yeah.
The pensioner fell out with his son 15 years ago, Joe.
Oh, really?
It's like a Jerry McCall show.
Probably, I think one around the same time that his son, I don't know, stopped doing movies and stopped making so much fucking money.
And stopped doing started doing crack.
How much of a cunt are you? You see, you read between the fucking lines and you find out that Kit is a fucking wanker. His son stops making films and all of a sudden is estranged now. You're a dick. I hope you fucking set on fire from the inside. Do you want to carry on with your story?
Well, the pensioner fell out with his son 15 years ago. But he has followed the actor's career and life from afar.
See, from Jafar, one of you in Aladdin.
Jafar. And heartbroken Kit. There's no... 67 years old and he's called Kit. Isn't Kit the name of the car from Knight Rider?
Yeah, definitely. Yes, yes, Michael.
There you go. Who was recently just...
Another accent, there you go.
Oh, here we go. The heartbroken Kit, who was recently just 2 days away from death himself before having a life-saving heart surgery, is hoping that he will be reconciled with his son before it is too late. He needs money, basically.
Yeah, he needs money. Don't give it to him, Macaulay. Also a great name. Especially if your name's Culkin.
Jeanette, 68, speaking from their home in Grants Pass, Oregon, with Kit by her side, said, oh gosh, Kit has seen the photo, but he can't talk about it, apart from to the son that probably paid him money.
That's right, yeah.
Weird, that.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
He just can't, because it hurts him too much. Of course he's worried. He's incredibly concerned. When I saw
about
the
his money.
Yeah. Yeah, about his inheritance, even though it wouldn't go that way.
No.
It doesn't matter. When I saw the photos, I thought, oh no, this is not good. Either he's dying of some disease, or he's heavily into drugs.
Or healthily.
Maybe he's having the time of his fucking life.
Yeah, maybe...
Getting away from cunts of fathers like you.
Yeah, maybe you look at yourself and think, oh, maybe that's why you turned to heroin. Because we're dicks.
Yeah.
We're dick parents.
The star had his parents legally blocked from controlling his $11 million fortune, a move that estranged him for good from Kit.
Good, well played.
Later,
holy shit, who the fuck is that?
Later, Macaulay said, I've made enough money by the time I was 12 and I'd never have to work again. It's alright for some.
Yeah.
This is Macaulay's stepmom.
Wow, she's a looker.
I definitely
she
would.
She looks like a scarecrow crossed with a fucking dog turd.
She looks like she needs money.
She looks like she needs a bullet in the head. Maybe.
But apparently Macaulay Culkin said, after the age of 14, I made the choice to live life to the fullest.
Good
so,
man.
You know, if he's cracking up and smacking up with a load of bitches and hoes, fair
fucking,
play to him.
Yeah, if that's what you want to do, mate, you fucking do it.
Yeah.
As long as you're not hurting anyone in the process.
Yeah.
Then that's fine.
Yeah, carry on, my friend.
Yeah, you fucking live long and... Well...
Yeah, carry on my way.
Live long and prosper. Just fucking prosper.
Yeah.
You won't live long.
I think 2002 was his last film role.
Really? What did he do in 2002?
Some weird fucking crappy film. Goes down. If you've ever heard of that film, that fucking rocking film.
That well-known fucking, you know, presentation.
I like how we're taking the piss out of him. He's got 11 million fortune and he was a star for a while. We are essentially...
douchebags.
Yeah.
Recording and then sending it to people.
I wish I had enough money to form a crack habit.
Yeah. I wish I had 11 million pound and then people could call me a douchebag all they like. I'm a douchebag. I've also got I've got lots of money, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Christ. I'd love to snort crack cocaine off a hooker's arsehole.
Yeah. Snort it right out of a fucking nose. Yeah. I'd snort it out of her nose. That'd be funny.
That would be good.
The irony. You snorted that and I snorted it back.
Yes. Moving on.
I'm saying things.
Hey.
Right, yeah. Is it me now?
Hmm.
I do one. I've got a story about a man who's a drunk driver. His name is Wayne Benoit, 53.
Benoit?
Of Louisiana. The police saw his car weaving all over the place and asked him to step out of his truck and pulled him over. Yeah, step out of your truck, sir.
Makes sense.
He fails a police sobriety test.
Oh, God.
And they was going to arrest him.
No way.
And then they suddenly noticed him straining and straining on his face. Turns out that he purposely soiled himself to try and avoid arrest.
Well,
that
would maybe work, I guess.
Well, it turns out it didn't. If it was a bid to evade the long arm of the law, it failed. Benoit was pinched and taken to Lafourche Parish.
What's that?
He was taken to jail. Blah, blah, blah. Let's see if they're just having something there. Yeah, so basically, this 53-year-old man shot himself to try not to go to jail, and now he's in jail.
Nice.
Yeah. That was quite a short one. I'm going to do another story.
Just following on from that, Joe, I've got a bit of a video here. RAC man's four-letter road rage rant tirade. An RAC man unleashed a four-letter road rage rant at a driver who overtook him. So, you've got some experience with a bit of overtaking road rage.
Yeah.
You don't like that.
No.
No. Stunned Mark, 48, videoed him as he leapt from his patrol van spitting, "Why are you driving like a twat?" This is an RAC man. Musician Mark can be heard on the clip saying, "Brother, I was just trying to overtake you." The breakdown man rages, "Don't fucking brother me. Fuck off. Go fuck yourself. Give it all the fucking lip."
Okay.
So would you like to watch this video?
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. Let's watch this shit.
I don't know if it's any good.
I'm not giving it to math, mate. No, not at all. Neither are RAC. You know what I mean? I just wanted to overtake you. Brother, I just was going to overtake
you. Don't brother me.
I just wanted to overtake you. I'm in a rut.
Off. Fuck yourself. Give it all the lip.
Yeah, his registration number is...
Do you think he's going to get fired for that, Jay?
I would like to think so.
You've done worse than that, though. There we go. It's just a quick little thing there.
Yeah. So,
I mean, it happens to us all. We all get a bit... We get overtaken occasionally, and we get a bit of road rage. Some of us chase down old men and drag them out of the car and beat them to death.
Yeah, well, some of us would like to do that.
Mm.
I was going to say, the thing is that if it's on the motorway, then whatever. Who gives a shit? There's three lanes. I mean, there, in that video, that was on a single lane road, wasn't it?
It looked like just
so
a normal...
So, if he'd, like, overtaken him on a single lane road where maybe he shouldn't have, I'd have done the same as the RAC man. You know, I'd have fucking pulled him over and, you know, given him a piece of my mind. If he did something like caught me up or forced me to brake or swerve or something...
Yeah.
I mean, I've had people overtake me and they just fucking get carry on and I'm like, well, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's when they do shit like when they try and overtake you and there's another car coming or pulling out of a junction and then they have to fucking swing in front of you. It's when I almost crash and die. That's when I get pissed off.
I just hate people that ride up your fucking arse because they want to go faster and then I just gradually slow down.
Yeah.
Which most people do. So stop doing
that. I did that to a bus. But it's like, seriously, it was a double-decker bus.
Had to go the whole hog, don't you?
Well, yeah. And it was right on my arse. And what happened is that, you know when the in the bus stop,
Yeah.
And they have the indicator down, don't they? So yeah. it's like indicating on the left-hand side to say that I've pulled over here and I'm stopping here, so go around me if you want. So I went round this bus, and I was watching this indicator because you know as you're about to overtake a bus,
right.
If you see the right-hand indicator go on, then you think, oh shit, it's about pulling to pull out. Off.
Yeah.
So I better brake. But I was watching it, and it didn't happen. And so I just went round him. Then all of a sudden, horn, he was right up my arse. And I was like, what's the fuck your problem? What have I done?
Yeah.
I was looking at, like, are my main beam still on? Or, you know, is my boot gone open or something?
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Just, I think it was just the fact that I overtook him as he was about to pull off. So I just stopped.
You stopped?
Yeah, I just stopped.
In the middle of the road?
Because he was, like, in a double-decker bus. He can't go around me. You know, bus full of fucking people.
Yeah.
So I got out and I just had a go at him. I was like, what the fuck's your problem? Blah, blah, blah. He was like, oh, you went round me. And I was like, yeah, you indicated down, blah, blah, blah. In the end, he apologised because I was just angry at him. I didn't think he just wanted to get on with his job.
I was going
to
say, you're probably just making him late.
And so yeah. I really fucking crawled off down the... down to the end of the road. And then when I got to the end of the road, I just fucking sped off to show him how fast I can go.
Yeah. And so
that's how you deal with road rage problems. You put yourself into a dangerous confrontation in the middle of the road,
right?
Where you're stood in the middle of the road where there's other cars going past you. That is the best way to deal with it.
That's the best course of action, I think.
Most certainly is.
Well, there we go.
We do not endorse or condone any advice given to the DKP crew.
that's always covering our arse. That's hilarious.
Yeah. School holds a dress up your dead possum day.
Yes.
As you do.
Of course.
To Taranaki in New Zealand, where pupils at Aruti School, fucking weird names.
Not local then.
At the only school in New Zealand, probably, where pupils are competing for the, D3AD of Best Dead? Fucking hell. They've had a competition where they've dressed up dead fucking possums. There we go. How about that?
What the
School headmistress Pauline Sutton explains, when people die, don't we dress them up?
No. 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 We don't. They get clothes put on them and they get buried. Yeah. Or burnt.
We don't...
Dress them up.
If you have an open casket...
Mine's dressed as Spider-Man!
Yeah!
Mine's
put in a funny pose! Oh, look, is there in a fucking Bruce Forsyth?
Are they fucking mental in New Zealand?
Well, this is it!
She lost her goddamn mind, or what?
You know, if you used to have an open casket, ceremony, for, I don't know, for uncle, auntie, whatever.
Grandmother.
Blah, 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 yeah. You know, you wear them in maybe the favourite clothes or what people... You know, saw them in most so they can, you know, recognise it and relate to it. You put on some nice jewellery, you do the hair. Make them look respectful. You do it quite tasteful, don't you? You know, you put the makeup on and you make them look like they're just sleeping.
Yeah.
So, you don't maybe put them in flashing white glasses, a bowler hat, a bright green lime shirt, and put them on a fucking motorbike, John. You don't fucking do it. Don't relate this to a fucking funeral when you've got a possum on a fucking motorbike.
I never thought I'd hear that sentence.
Jesus Christ. These things even surprise me.
Jesus wept.
I've never seen anything.
Another point to that stupid cow's fucking point is... Well, even if we dress the dead up, we're burying them. We're not parading them in a fucking competition for best dressed. Daft slag, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm jealous of your possum. Oh, he looks lovely today.
I'm jealous of your dead grandmother. I dress mine as the Hulk. What the fuck?
Fire. Mine's on a skateboard.
Yeah.
Jesus. Don't. No, it's not the fucking same.
Oh my Christ on a stick. What the fuck is wrong with New Zealand people?
I might go to a...
It sounds like it's an interesting, upbeat kind of place, actually.
Yeah, but how many times would you do... I think I'd do that once. Oh, I mean, there's a girl... It's a girly. I mean, look at this. This is another photo. We might put a couple of these up on
I think
on
we're going to have to, actually. I don't think people would believe us if we don't actually put videos up.
I mean, this there's just this, like, cute little girl. She probably, what did you say, she looks about 8, 9?
Yeah.
Maybe between 9 and 11, I'd say. And she's got this, she's holding the dead possum. And she's dressed up in like kind of, it looks like what you would dress a baby in if it was being baptized at a church.
Right.
Can you see where that's coming?
Yeah, it's like a robe, a white dress.
Yeah. But she's just holding it and smiling to the camera as if it's normal. You're holding a dead rodent. It's like a dog rat, isn't it?
Yeah.
A possum. It's like a dog rat. And they're dressing it up and stuff. And giving it to kids. You know, there's
fucking
diseases.
Okay. I don't know what to say.
Oh, look at this. Princess in a box possum.
Princess in the box possum.
Yeah.
Also, it's a dead fucking animal. There's health and safety and
exactly,
germs.
Exactly, that's what I mean. I mean, aren't possums known to have shit like rabies and, you know, I don't know,
it's like a school in this country saying, taking a letter home to the parents saying, oh, next Wednesday is going to be bring your dead pet dress-up competition into school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just dig up the fucking dog and dress it up as Santa Claus and fucking bring it in. I mean,
that's surely acceptable.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Fuck me in the arsehole.
Anyway, these, it's celebrated annually. So,
Oh, it's an annual thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll have to flag the next one up then, because, you know, we could maybe get one and do it our own, do a Dirty Kong.
Yeah.
You know, and then we'll import
a dead possum.
I suppose we don't really have them in this country. We could make one though, couldn't we? Can't we just, like, mate a rat with a
What,
fucking...
are we going to play God, John? We're going to create our own possum and then kill it and then dress it up.
Yeah.
Seems a bit elaborate for a podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just make one.
That could be the next video cast, though. We could do that for the next video. Maybe. Yeah. You know.
Reanimating dead possums.
So from dead possums to rape aid fury.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
And who's the centre of this?
Well, you'll be surprised. Rape aid fury over Iron Mike chat gig.
No. Oh.
A group for victims of sex abuse wants to ban Mike Tyson. Yes, Mike Tyson, boxer.
Yeah, Mike Tyson.
You can't ban Mike Tyson from anything,
you
dude.
Can't, no, he'll just fucking eat you.
They want to ban him from a speaking engagement because he is a convicted rapist.
Well,
it's in the past, though. He's, you know,
yeah.
He's done his time where he paid off the judges.
Yeah, that's true.
Fair's fair. The 46-year-old former heavyweight world champion is due to appear in An Evening with Mike Tyson, with tickets costing up to £100.
Wow.
Would you pay 100 quid to see Mike Tyson speak? Can he speak?
Not.
Doesn't he just beat his chest and groan?
He can speak, but not coherently.
Yeah.
It's like...
I don't know. He does that weird thing with his voice.
He sounds like he's had a stroke. Yes. He sounds like he's having a stroke as he talks.
He's been punched in the head one too many times, definitely.
Yeah.
Tyson, who served 3 years for rape, see? 3 years? He raped someone, did 3 years.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Shit, I could do that time.
Yeah. Well, you must be caught. Tyson, who served 3 years for rape, will talk about his sporting career at the Metrodome, Barnsley's Metrodome in October.
Barnsley's Metrodome?
Does Barnsley have a Metrodome?
I don't know.
Why would Mike Tyson be in Barnsley?
I think they mean the local sports hall.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like fucking Morway's.
But Lynn Cassidy of Barnsley Sexual Abuse and Rape Crisis Service. Rape crisis. I mean, obviously rape is a crime, and it's not nice, but rape crisis? Is it ever in crisis, or of a crisis?
I don't know.
An earthquake is a crisis, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not a crisis if it's happening to one person. If it was, like, happening... Like, if all of a sudden men were just going out raping lots of women...
Like a mass rape?
Yeah, like a mass rape. Yeah. Oh, man, that sounds like a holiday.
Like a Japanese mass rape?
Yeah, that would be a crisis. If it's happening to one person, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
That's a crime. That's a crime.
But Lynn Cassidy said, Tyson is a convicted rapist, and we struggle to see why anyone would want to listen to somebody like that. People seem to be prepared to forgive and forget the crimes of celebrities. There is a big difference between being famous and being infamous. Jim?
Well, the thing is that If it was a free thing to go to, and if it was local, and I could get there, I would go. Because the guy has led a very different life. You know, he was the best in the world at boxing. One of the most, one of the hardest sports in the world where, people beat each other to death, and it must be hard to do that. And so, and I'd like to know his background, and I'd like to hear him speak and blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to ask him about the rape. I'm not going to ask him how he did it or who he did it to.
He's not giving rape tips, is he?
No.
No, he's just going to talk about boxing. Like, so...
If he starts to talk about rape, I'll probably stand up and go, whoa, 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 hold on, whoa.
Whoa.
You're boxing, mate. Boxing. And then when you did your couple of films, like in The Hangover and Hangover 2, tell me about that. I don't quite want to know about your rape. Just, how about we leave that out? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey, he's done 3 years, he's been in The Hangover. It's all done and dusted as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Also, we don't label people, do we, Jay? It's one thing. No. You're not just a paedophile. You're a nice guy as well.
Yeah, exactly.
You do charity work and you take people places and things.
That's right, yeah. So, I'll help around. I'll, maybe tie
I'm not just
north
a cunt.
And I'll go and visit him when no other one... when nobody else wants to.
Yeah.
I'll do that for ages and, And then I don't get that pissed off when they do shit back to me, like completely ignore me at the end of the street.
There's more to me.
I shouldn't be saying a lot of these things.
No. Promoter Tony Dunn said, "We don't want to offend anybody. He's talking purely about his achievements in the ring." I bet he is.
Yeah. Oh, in the pink ring.
Hey!
Oh, in the brown ring.
Fucking spiders.
Or the bleeding ring. I don't know. I wouldn't have a problem with him if I heard. The thing is, if you punish everyone forever, for doing one thing wrong, or as bad as it is, people do the crime and then they get punished for it. Some people actually see the error of the ways and they actually regret what they've done, or there might be a good reason behind what they've done. I mean, I know rape's not right,
but
it's like. I mean, take for example, when people, when they go on holiday and they have the kids abducted and they say, right, we won't give your kids back and unless you try and take 5 kilos of cocaine back home with you.
Yeah.
And then these people, they try and get through British security, which is tight as a drum, like, oh, you've got cocaine in your bag, you're going to prison. Now,
right.
Would you punish that person forever for trying to smuggle cocaine into the country purely to try and get the kids back?
No,
you wouldn't. So don't just go, oh, the criminal, punish him forever, I'm such a fucking tard. Don't do that. Fucking grow a pair, read between the lines, and fucking make a grown-up decision.
It's like,
He spent the majority of his life entertaining millions of people by getting punched in the face for fucking, for ages, every fucking day, training... punched in the face, fight, punch in the face, blah, 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 punch in the face. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was entertaining people. He was giving millions of people pleasure, bringing friends together to watch him fight and have a beer, making memories for people.
Giving pleasure to many people, and just on one occasion, he decided to do it to one specific person.
That's right.
And that's a big man with a lot of love to give.
That's right, yeah.
He can't help it.
He can't help it, And like we've been saying, is that he got punched in the head quite a lot. So, this whole rape thing, maybe he didn't make the best decision because of what he did.
Also, he's like a Neanderthal man. He's like a sort of cave dweller. He's not a fully grown human, evolved human being. It's like blaming a fucking gorilla for raping another gorilla.
That's it. It's just play when they do it.
Yeah, it's just play.
It's just fun time. It's penis hiding time. That was so fucking terrible, Jamie. I have a story.
Yay!
I have a story about a drunk person.
Yay!
Who's in Rome?
Yeah.
Rome? He's in Rome, which is in Rome.
Ah.
A drunk person who fell asleep at Rome Airport passes through bag scanner. And that's the actual picture. And it's a guy, he's fucking tucked up. And,
I don't understand.
He's gone through a scanner. To Terminal 3 at Rome's Fucioni... at Rome's airport... where a Norwegian tourist, 36, has fallen asleep on a baggage belt. He's only spotted when, having travelled 160 feet, he passes through the X-ray scanner. He is seen wearing a backpack and clutching a can of beer. You fucking legend. mate, I'm going to salute you when I find out your name.
Friend him on Facebook.
We can also deduce that his shoes and head are made of the same matter. Both showing green on the scanner. Might want to see a doctor. I hate it when this website does this, because you can't see where the... You know, where the story ends.
Yeah, they had their own jokes begins. On the end, don't they? Yeah.
The man had arrived early for his flight in Oslo. The checking in gate was not open yet, so he vaulted the counter and rested a while on the belt. An airport spokesman tells us, there's usually an episode like this once a year, and we are alert. Are you? Are
really?
You alert?
That happens.
It happens once a year, and you're alert. What, for the whole year?
Is it the same time every year?
Yeah. Or, you know the
if it's regular, you should spot it.
Yeah. If it happens once a year, does that mean that once it's happened, then they don't have to be alert for the rest of the year? Is that like their allocation of drunk people on a bag scanner?
They go from, like, yellow alert to orange.
Yeah.
I don't know, some shit. I don't know how they work.
Fucking Norwegians. Fucking
crazy.
Fucking
hell.
Well. Yeah, no. Well, the Romans are dickheads, and the Norwegians are awesome because they drink a lot.
Mm.
Go Norwegians.
Right, well, Jay, I've got a bit of a thing to flag up here. I was on Facebook the other day.
Was you really?
Mm.
How was it?
Yeah, it was alright. And I was looking at Von Dogg's profile pictures and things on his page. Looking at his missus, really, to be honest.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I
definitely would. Only in the arse, though.
Yeah.
Because she looks like she'd take it, so...
Yeah, definitely.
And there was this post that somebody had flagged up on his page, and it just alerted me to it. And it was a petition.
Oh yeah.
You know that people do these petitions. You sign in and you like it, or you sign up for it.
Was it a petition for Lauren to take all her clothes off all the time forever?
Yeah, we don't use names, do we, on the podcast?
I'll beep it out.
Ah, okay. Are you finished with your computer? Oh, no, it's there. Good.
It's getting comfy.
So, yeah, petition. I saw it, and it was the petition against the Dead Baby Jokes website Facebook page.
I suppose everyone was really fucking
now,
a bit upset.
Yeah. So, it was basically a petition, and it's obviously run by a load of fucking cunted women who can't take a fucking joke. You know those fucking holier-than-thou, getting on a fucking pedestal, looking down at people for having a fucking laugh.
Oh, and you don't know what it's like to lose a baby. Yeah, well, you don't know what it's like to be fucking 28 stone, but I don't care when people take the fucking piss out of fat people. It's life. You make a fucking joke.
You make a joke to deal with the horrific shit in thing. You've got to deal with it with humour, otherwise you're either laughing or you're fucking crying.
That's it.
Also, I take it as a personal affront on our free fucking free speech.
Yeah.
If we were to ban everything that somebody didn't like... Nobody say or do anything.
No, that's it. We'd basically be living in a communist world.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, nothing short of the fucking Soviet, you know, behind the Iron Curtain kind of thing.
Anybody trying to take away my free speech or fucking, rights just really gets up my fucking arse. And the thing is, it's like, if she wanted to complain about it or post on the actual page that this is a sick shit and this is horrible and you shouldn't do it, that's absolutely fine, because she's got as much free speech to speak out against something that I might like that I have. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it works
she's got
both
an
ways.
Opinion, and you're allowed opinions.
But
that's
then
the whole point of free speech.
Create a fucking actual online petition to ban something just because you don't like it. Also, if you don't like the fucking page and it insults you so much, stay the fuck away.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't like football. I don't go to fucking football matches. This woman probably thinks she's Mother of the Year, and I don't like I don't even like babies, but I don't go on baby websites and mother care and shit like that.
Yeah, stop putting pictures of your fucking babies everywhere. You're free to do what you like.
So obviously I went on that their Facebook and posted that on their fucking Facebook to give them a fucking piece of my mind, and then I went straight onto the Dead Babies Jokes Facebook page and liked it. And I recommend any listeners out there do the same. Even if you're not really into it or you don't give a shit one way or the other, just do it to wind people up. It's
fine.
Yeah,
definitely.
There's a couple of posts here which are just brilliant. The guy that started this page gets a lot of, obviously, negative feedback and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, gets a lot of flag, yeah.
But he's quite an articulate, intelligent guy, and I just wanted to read a couple of things he puts and then a couple of responses.
Okay.
So this is his intro to the page. He says, the first time I heard a dead baby joke was back when I was in middle school. And even as an adolescent, it was obvious to me that these types of jokes were purely figurative. Simple dramatic irony with a play on shock humour. Yeah. I find it hard to see how a conscious, intellectual, would view these jokes as literal. But unfortunately, this world is not filled with conscious individuals. Dead baby jokes are funny because they incite controversy and the unexpected. And then it carries on here. Some advice. If you really are outrageously, and that's highlighted, offended by these jokes, as you say you are, due to personal experiences, delusional moral standards, or whatever I recommend you not post on my wall, you're not going to find sympathy or relief or from your grief. You're also not changing anything or making the world a better place. You're giving the internet trolls something to do. However, if you're emotionally indifferent to this humour, post whatever you want. Hate rants, threats, anti-dead baby jokes, pages. Really, any kind of shit takers, I could care less. If that's how you want to spend your life, great. Make me famous.
That's quite... I like this guy. Yeah. I think I could...
But like he says...
Definitely enjoy his company.
There's nothing stopping these people from doing an anti-dead babies joke page.
Yeah.
That's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
But petitioning to stop expression, it's just bullshit.
It is. I mean, the thing is that, you know, we're very much, you know... We're up for, you know, free speech and, you know, making jokes what you want, you know. Don't ban any comedy, don't ban any music, don't ban any art, you know, just, you know, accept it or don't like it, don't look at it, whatever.
It's to throw things up into the face of the public. You do art and expression and comedy and writing and anything.
Yeah.
To show it in the light of day.
Yes.
That's the point.
The thing is, I mean, one thing that kind of gets on... I don't enjoy it. Is when Princess Diana died,
mm-hmm.
And instantly jokes were made about it, just as in 9/11, just as in Maddie disappearing, just as
Loads of issues.
Yeah, everything. All
the big buttons.
The devastating tragedies of the world. People wait maybe seconds before they make a joke about it. And it's just what we do. It's human nature.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can tolerate... I don't mind a lot of comedy. If I don't like it, I won't listen to it. But Princess Diana jokes, they really got to me. And do you know what I did, John?
What did you do?
I didn't listen to the jokes.
Makes sense.
Because I knew it would offend me and upset me. Because I really liked her as a person. I thought she was a great ambassador for England. I thought she encapsulated everything about what a princess should be. She was beautiful. She was intelligent. She did charity work. She cared for people. She was the diamond of the royals. And, you know, and a lot of people loved her a lot, kind of thing.
Mm.
And I was one of those people. And then when she died, I was really upset by it. And people made jokes about it. And I was just like, okay, you're making a joke about it, I'll fucking step away. But instead, this person, this woman, who's like got a problem with the dead baby joke.
She's got a fucking carrot of Fanny.
It's not as if it's being pushed in the face, is it?
No.
I mean, you know, if you go on Facebook, you know, if you're not talking to someone, don't go on the fucking Facebook page. It's as easy as not doing anything.
Yeah, unfriend them.
Yeah, unfriend them. Don't go on your Facebook. Well... You know, just make one simple effort not to, you know, put your face into it. You know,
kill yourself. Whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But...
I don't know, it's just frustrating that this person has obviously found this page. And the way you find pages on Facebook is by searching dead baby... So, if she's so offended by dead baby jokes, what was she looking for dead babies for? Or... You know, or even if someone fucking recommended it to her, why didn't she just go, I don't think I'll like that, delete that request?
Yeah, I mean,
it's so fucking infuriating.
I'd just say, did you agree with Hitler's policies? You know, did you think he was a bad man? Well, no. Well, you're just the same.
Yeah.
You want to rob us of our fucking free speech.
No.
And the way we think. So...
Yeah.
Anyway,
so
that opening is quite... It goes on longer. I'm not...
Sorry, I interrupted you.
But No. And it's quite articulate and quite well put together. And there's just a couple of responses here. I mean, there's loads of really funny negative responses to people that are really offended. It's quite funny to read. But this stuff's brilliant. This sentence has no grammar. It's not even got a capital letter at the beginning of the sentence. This arsehole needs help. He is obviously mentally unstable. And there's a comma there, but there's no space after the comma. The capital I isn't a capital.
No full stops anywhere, is it?
No. I don't mind a laugh, but this dead baby jokes shit is totally uncalled for. And if his baby died from SIDS or something, would he laugh or make a joke out of it? And again, no space. Fuck it. Fuck N. F-U-C-K-E-N. Fuck-N.
Fuck-N.
Low life. Probably would grow up or get back under the house, you dog. That's Mark Walton.
Maybe you should have been a dead baby because you've turned out to be one shit person.
Tara Jane Hurd responds, that's fucked up. Fucked up is spelled F-U-K-D. And then Mark Walton comes back. Again, you know, no grammar. He needs to be fucked up. Fucked up the arse with a broom. Now that I would laugh at. So he's taking this moral high ground with dead baby jokes, but he's very happy to fuck somebody up the arse with a broomstick, apparently.
Yeah, dead babies, bad. Rape, good. Apparently.
It's just...
Broom rape is endorsed by this very well-balanced man.
Charlotte Louise Cartwright says, that page should be banned. There is nothing funny about a dead baby joking or otherwise it's sick. And then, fuck you, it's funny, right? Go dead baby. And it just goes on and on and on. It's one way or the other. If you don't even think, oh, dead baby jokes aren't my thing, just like this page and go on it, because the fucking back and forth in is fantastic, and the moral high ground that these cunts take is only surpassed by their lack of grammar and their anal fixations with brooms, apparently. Right. So there you go. That's that's dead baby jokes on Facebook. I highly, highly recommend this page.
You know what though? There is nothing more fun than like arguing with a troll, apart from a troll who can't even fucking spell. I love it. Just destroying these people, or not even trolls, just people who have got a really poor opinion or a really fucked up way of thinking. Just absolutely decimating them with, you know, with proper grammar and, you know, sentences that are coherent. It flabbergasts them. They don't quite know how to respond because they can't make anything as fucking etiquette as, you know.
Yeah.
It's yours, you know. Etiquette? Eloquent. What's that word? Eloquent. Sorry, thank you very much for the backup. Sorry, I was on a little bit of a rant.
So,
my brain was going faster than my mouth.
I don't know, Jay. Is it time for Jesus Watch, my friend?
It's time for Jesus Watch.
I'm going to fucking strap in.
Right, I might have to take reins of the DKP
for
about maybe 5 minutes.
Go for it, my friend.
Right, our first Jesus Watch. Jesus Christ is spotted in Belfast tree stump.
Not just a tree, but a fucking stump.
Yeah, just in a fucking stump.
A dead bit of wood.
Jesus Christ has been spotted by Sean Osborne in a Belfast city cemetery, says he.
He was drunk at the time, I assume.
Lots of people have been to see it, and one woman has been there saying the rosary at the stump. What? That doesn't make sense. It's really mounting in terms of curiosity. You can feel the hair on the back of your neck stand up. You really need to see it for yourself. Having felt the thrill, he adds, being a skeptic, I've been down and scrubbed at it. But you can't really tell how it got to be there. If someone painted it on, they've done a really good job and kept quiet. Now, John, would you call that a good job? That person that either looks like Jesus or maybe Spartacus.
Or Che Guevara, actually.
Che Guevara, yeah. See, the Che Guevara, Spartacus, Leonidas, or fucking Jesus.
But there's no ID number. It could be any bearded man. My neighbour has a beard. Yeah, that definitely. Looks like my neighbour. Who's to say what bearded person it is? It could be anyone.
It could be, yeah, seriously. You know.
Why is that Jesus?
Oh, hold on, we've got a video here.
It looks like he's got a turban or a hat or something.
Yeah. Belfast City Cemetery, 7th of August, 2012.
Lovely.
An image appears on a recently cut tree stump. And there it is. Oh, it's right next to a gravestone.
No way.
And this tree has obviously been fairly...
It looks like a skull. It looks like death.
Yeah, it's so vague.
It could be anything.
And the thing is that it's obviously paint or something. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
It's been shaped into a face.
Yeah.
It's could be anything. It's vaguely face-shaped. I can't even see that there's actually... You can't say... That's rendered so well that there's a beard there, or fucking anything. It's not in high def, it's not sharp and crisp, it could be fucking anything.
Yeah, it's just a loose attempt at making some kind of
face
and... Oh, Christ. Anyway, I'm going to turn this video off because it's an absolute bag of horse wank.
Fucking brilliant. I'm still not a believer, after all these Jesus watches that we've uncovered.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is scientifically scrutinised. Testing that we're doing here on the Data Comp podcast.
Yeah.
Still not a believer.
Yeah, it's funny that. So, if Jesus wasn't, you know, happy with his work in Belfast, he's also been spotted in Texas.
Well, he's a very prolific artist.
He most certainly is, you know. Now, you know, Jesus being quite the holy man, you'd think that maybe his face would appear maybe in the sky, in the cloud, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe surrounded by his, you know, 12 disciples, or maybe, I don't know, maybe it could be onto the side of a church, or somewhere, I don't know.
Tatted on a nun's arsehole.
Yeah, you know, somewhere with a bit of meaning. But no, that's not really the way he's going.
That's not what he's going for at this particular juncture in time.
So what he did is he decided to put his face on a Texan pensioner's tortilla chip. Because surely that is the way to promote the name of Christ.
Was it Hispanic Texan?
Well, to the La Amistad Adult Daycare in Beeville, Texas, where Jesus has appeared an 80-year-old Ernesto Garza's egg breakfast tortilla chip. Jesus is now in the fridge. She's kept Jesus in the fridge.
Well, okay. If it's a holy effigy of Jesus Christ himself, born of a fucking virgin from God himself,
yeah.
Why does it need to be kept in the fridge?
I don't know. It survived worse. Hmm. You know.
He survived crucifixion. You think he could survive a bit of the fucking weather?
Yeah. He survived...
mold.
Yeah. Christ, he survived in a fucking cave with a fucking rock rolled in front. No water, no food, blah, blah, blah. He was crucified, blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, so, you know, being a bit warm, having to, you know, keep
cool. Be on
cool.
A chip.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's
also, appear on something that doesn't biodegrade.
Yeah. Why don't you, you know...
On a rock, or...
Yeah, on a rock, or, on a rock.
Yeah, you know.
Something that's hard-wearing.
Also, don't appear as just a shitty, crappy image. Come down and be here. Stop fucking around with these stupid drawings that don't particularly look like you.
There is another explanation, John.
Okay.
That Jesus isn't real.
Well...
No. Well, anyway, I've...
We've had a lot of comedy on tonight's show. Yeah. I don't think we can push it quite that far. Let's be respectful.
So, anyway, I'll respect it.
Gobshite. Absolutely.
Mr. Garza. This is a quote from Mr. Garza. As he experienced the overwhelming...
I trust Mr.
Garza. The healing sensation of Jesus,
He clearly knows what...
Knowing that he is alive, you know, through the message of the tortilla chip. It must have something very... prolific and very,
very poignant.
Meaningful. Definitely.
He's obviously an expert in some field, religious studies or...
And his quote to the paper in this local protection paper, he says, I looked at it for 5 minutes.
Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah, he looked at it. I looked at it for 5 minutes.
He doesn't even sound impressed.
No. I looked at it for five minutes.
Yeah, sorted. Brilliant.
Does
it look like him then?
He asked a friend what the burnings look like. She said, Jesus? No, that looks like Jesus.
That looks like our Lord.
It looks like it's Jesus with a question mark, as if say, Jesus? I don't know.
Well, I like that because it's empirical. He doesn't know, so he's
Dave Gorman? I don't know.
Yeah. Billy Connolly?
Yeah.
Let's have a look. I've not seen the picture. Does it look like the Jesus? See, it's just nothing.
It's dark mould.
It's just burn.
It's dark mould burn.
Because, you know, if there was an image that if it was a burn that really looked like Jesus, I'd be like, yeah, that's really weird how that looks like Jesus. That is weird how it's made that shape. But they don't even look like Jesus.
No, they don't look
like nothing.
Well.
Gobshite.
Well, John, if you was tired of looking for Jesus...
Is this our new feature?
This is our bombshell. This is our...
This is episode 55 of Datacon Podcast. This is a new segment that we've come up with.
Just prepare for an imagination bomb.
Hold on.
It's going to blow your eyes out of your socket.
I hope you're ready for this, listeners. Are we going to invent the name of the segment first, or should we just...
No, I think I'm just going to read.
Just going to do the headline. Okay, here we go.
Osama bin Laden is a crab living off the Washington coast. Our segment is going to be Osama Watch.
Osama Watch. There we go. Brilliant.
Osama has been found living on the arse end of a crab.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll read you the passage.
Brilliant.
Osama bin Laden has mutated into a crab.
No.
Proof that the Al-Qaeda leader is dead and living with the fishes comes in the shape of a face on the belly of a crab caught off Everett, Washington State.
Wow.
And someone's been, you know, crab fishing.
Now, to be fair, though, what we were just talking about with the Jesus, this makes sense because he died at sea. So he would be on it. If he was going to appear on something, it would either be in some sand or a crab.
Yeah, that's true.
Under the sea, Osama bin Laden.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredibly poor.
Oh, okay.
The US Navy SEALs killed bin Laden. Bin Laden is now working as a crab close to the US mainland.
Oh, I love that. He's working as a crab.
Yeah.
That suggests he's in his human form, pretending to be a crab.
Yeah.
Not his picture on a crab.
I just like it if, like, this crab just crawled up, went into Al-Qaeda territory and started leading his troops again.
Yeah.
You know, just being a crab, it's not stopped me.
Crab people. So there we go. Avoid, don't go into the water.
What is it? Sounds like crab, looks like people. Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
So yeah, so we've now got a Osama watch.
Brilliant.
So
he's in the sea. Where is it? Where?
In Washington. Everett, Washington.
Right.
Avoid that
area.
Yeah. If you want to try and look for Osama, though, you need to be, you know, obviously take, you know, good precautions, maybe. Take a you know, an armed guard.
Decent net.
A good guide, yeah. And a bucket and spade.
Yeah, there you go.
That's how you defeat Osama again.
Make sure you put him back before you go back when you come off your holiday, though.
You you'll probably find him on either a crab or a lobster or some other form of crustacean.
There we go.
That would be my advice for finding bin Laden.
Beautiful.
So, Osama watch, there we go.
That's the first in a new segment, I like it.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
This
good
picture
work.
Is fucking immense, man.
All these are going on the fucking Facebook page, listeners, so...
Do you know what's ironic, though? Is that out of all of these pictures, out of all of these Jesus on a wall, Jesus behind a bar...
On a cracker.
Jesus on a potato, Jesus on a piece of toast. The Osama one... It's the one that looks the most like Osama.
Yeah. It does look...
That does convincingly look like Osama bin Laden.
That's what I'm saying. It is odd, because it is quite a large crab with an image on his arsehole that looks like Osama bin Laden. It is weird.
It's uncanny.
Yes.
And I just love it, you know, like, oh, Jesus must be real. Look at him. Jesus must be real. Look at him. What am I looking at? It's Jesus. Can you make it out? Yeah, if I squint... Oh, Osama's still real. Look at the bottom end of this crab.
For all these...
Oh, no, that can't be real. Well, hold on. If that proves that Jesus is alive and real, then surely my crab arse
proves the exact same
proves thing. The existence of Osama bin Laden.
The thing is as well, not to keep going on about this, but it's weird because surely that means that Osama bin Laden's ghostly, paranormal, otherworldly powers are exactly the same as Jesus's.
Yeah.
Appearing on stuff. That's his power.
That's his power, yeah.
So he's just copying.
Good choice of power.
Saying though. That, he is copying from the original, though, isn't he? Because he's, you know, Jesus is the original graffiti artist. He's the original Banksy.
Yeah.
My last story. Boozed up bears sink over 100 beers after cabin breaking.
What?
Yeah. The yes. creature's after your own heart, Joe.
That's fucking awesome.
A family of bears got grizzly after getting their claws into more than 100 cans of beer, report said. The mother and her three cubs, so underage drinking, it's not a pub though, breaking into a holiday cabin in Norway and cleaned it out of food and drink, including a stash of booze. The cabin's owner said there were over 100 cans of beer inside the hut at the time, but they vanished after the animal's rampage.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Where is this again? Do we know?
A cabin in Norway.
Oh, okay.
The cabin's owner said they had a hell of a party in there. Even said bears had also chomped their way through marshmallows, chocolate spread and honey.
Awesome. Bears and honey. That's classic.
He added the entire cabin was destroyed. The beds
the
and all...
The entire cabin was destroyed.
The entire cabin was destroyed.
It's not Kazakhstan.
The beds and all kitchen appliances, stove, oven, and covers and shelves were all smashed to pieces. They have bitten into cans of drinking beer. It's also like... I thought it said it's also like Tekken, but it's also like it's also like taken out of Goldilocks and Three Bears. It's also like taken out of Goldilocks and... That's not a real sentence.
No, no. That's just words that have been spat out onto a page and then printed.
He even said he was worried the bears would return in search of more alcohol because they were stumbling away, apparently.
Awesome.
Drunken bears in Norway. So, fucking crabs in Washington and bears in Norway getting pissed up.
Well, that's... Bears will do what they want. We are not to question bears.
Who are we to say?
Who are we, yeah.
Is that all we've got, Jay? Or
yeah, no, that's it. That's all I've got. I'm on beautiful. Facebook. I've already lost interest.
Oh, nice one. Okay, so that's the end of episode 55 of DKP.
Oh, hold on. Is this our Cougar Girl?
Yes, that's Cougar Girl.
Oh, sorry. She's liked a post about someone called Tristan Barker writing to One Direction. Why the fuck were you little pieces of shit performing at the Olympics? I understand that there's a lot of brainless 10-year-old girls that love you guys, but the Olympics is something the whole fucking world tunes into. Blah, 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 blah. Tristan is obviously on her period. and having a bit of a fucking cry.
Brilliant.
So, as soon as you get off the jam rag, you know, just stuff something up your fanny and, you know, have a smile.
Stoodles,
I would suggest that maybe you just... This friend.
I think that's good advice.
Because she sounds like a whiny person.
Whiny cunt. Just want to thank Johnny Focal for liking us on our Twitter page. John O'Dirtykong at Twitter.
Good man.
Thank you, John. Good lad. You're a good man.
I'm
also
going to send you some money.
Do you mean like abusive emails?
Yes.
You will not fucking believe this, Jay.
What will I not believe?
Now... Occasionally I search for other podcasts, local podcasts or young podcasts, just fledgling podcasts,
yeah.
So we can rip into them. And
much
and
like Royal and Doodle.
A bit like the Royal and Doodle show.
Yeah, well, it's not a show, is it? Tards with the mic.
Well, we've got retardation, that's for sure. I don't know if they use a mic. Yeah. They use the iPhone, don't they?
Do they?
I think so.
How very fucking poor.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I found a very young fledgling podcast, and it's three guys, just like us.
Cool. I'm liking it.
That do... I think they've ripped us off, Joe.
Really?
Yeah. They're from, like, the Geordies or something. They've got weird accents. And it's awful shite.
Yeah.
But it's the way they sort of set the show up, and then they do a little...
Right.
And just how they say things, I'm sure they've ripped off the Dirty Con podcast.
Right.
They're called the Holocast, like the Holocaust.
Oh, that's quite funny.
The Holocast.
That's like really funny for a minute.
Yeah. They've done like three shows. They liked us and said, like, you know, we love you and we want you and, you know, I want you in me.
Maybe they're just
So they've got taste.
Maybe they're just kind of idolising, you know, their lords.
Yeah.
So
I don't mind, you know, encouraging the new talent. I mean, we've been in this game for a while now, Jay. Yeah. It's time to pass the torch on, I think.
I think so, definitely. If
no, but to be fair, no, I listened to the show. It, like, you know, I mean, we can't talk about sound systems and stuff. As is up and down. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's shit. Yeah. But, you know, they are quite funny, but they're very fucking hard to listen to because it's all... I can't do Geordie accent, you know.
Right, no.
So it's all that kind of gubbins.
Well, if you, there is actually a statistic about Geordie accent is that if you've got an IQ over 65, you can't do it.
Right.
Because all Geordies have got an IQ of 65 or lower. Oh. So if you've got an IQ over 65, you can't do a Geordie accent.
Nice.
Hmm. That's true, that is.
Yeah, so the Facebook... Welcome to the Holocast Facebook page. Comedy podcast available to download straight from iTunes every week.
Awesome.
Very inspired there. And it looks like they've got some sort of... I don't know, what would you call that?
I would say they're very good-looking people.
But they've got here, big shout-out to the guys at the Dirty Kong podcast. Hit them up on iTunes. Everyone subscribe to the show. They are fuckers just like us. Much love and Fanny.
Yes.
I quite like that.
Yeah, that's quite good. I like the bit where he said Fanny.
Yeah, I like the way... That's good use of the word Fanny there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they are really funny, and they are... They talk absolute gobshite and awful, awful sexual things like we do, so...
Super.
So, you know...
Exactly how the world should be.
It's just another cast, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm going to listen to the Holocast.
Yeah.
You see, I was kind of put off from listening to other podcasts.
Holocast would be amazing.
I was put off from listening to podcasts because of the Ryan Doodle Show.
True. Yeah, it just because it stain
was
it.
So bad. It made me want to scoop my brain out with my own hand going in through the ear. But I might give this one a chance.
Yeah, they are. They're a good laugh. They're, you know, they sound like proper like doll searching scumbags.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're not too far away from
that. That's Geordie for you, isn't it?
Well, yeah, they're all like that. They can't help it. You're right. Born into that kind of poverty. I mean, there's documentaries on it and everything.
That's true.
So.
Do you know the
Holocast.
Do you know why they're called Geordies?
Go.
Well, it's because when we did a lot of coal mining, there was a lot of different lamps that you could take down into the mines. And some people used, you know, such and such lamp. People from Newcastle used Geordie lamps.
Ah.
And so that's why we call them Geordies, is because the coal miners used Geordie lamps.
I wonder if the Holocaust guys knew
educating
that.
Fucking Geordies on why they are Geordies.
My lord.
I bet they didn't fucking know that.
You know, I'll get them to listen to the show and then they can tell us if they knew that or not.
Yeah. Well, that's they probably did, but yeah. I'm going to assume they didn't.
So that's the Holocaust. They're on iTunes and you can look their Facebook page up. But they're a good load of lads.
Yeah.
They talk absolute filth, which is brilliant.
That's good stuff.
You got to plug it where you can.
I'll stick my dick in a blender and listen to it.
Nice one. Right, Jay. I think that's another successful show, my friend.
I think it is.
Hey!
Wow. We've managed another one. How do we do it?
Maybe we'll be able to scrape Dave from the inside of his young girlfriend next week.
Yeah.
And we're going to end on end on a song by Tenacious D.
Cool.
Because I recently saw them at Download and I thought they were quite funny.
Rock on.
Rock and roll. It's called They Fucked Our Asses, which is quite... That links in, really, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
To something we've talked about, I'm sure, on this show.
Probably. On some form.
Yeah. As always, you can email us on dirtykong@live.co.uk. You can look Dirty Kong Podcast up on the Facebooks.
Yeah.
And other things.
Do we do Twitter?
Twitter, John O'Dirty Kong, Twitter, and we still have a phone in line where you can leave voicemails, and that's just the Dirty Kong Podcast on Skype.
Awesome.
Because we don't really plug that very much, but it's there.
Yeah.
So until next week, kids, it's goodbye from me, John Boy.
Goodbye from me, JT.
And have we got anything clever to end on?
A
dead baby joke?
Dead baby joke. What's the difference between... a bounce castle and a dead baby?
I don't know. What's the difference?
When you jump on a bounce castle, you have to take your shoes off.
We're going to get fucking calls from that twat.
Let's hope so. I hope she dies of brain cancer.
She could suck my dick.
She could suck my ass out.
Goodbye, kids.
Bye.
Bye. They fucked them hard, but we kept our indie cred for the whole nine yards. They blocked our album.
fucked our show. But we marched through hell.